Burnout syndrome in working and non-working university students. Abstract. Burnout syndrome has been considered a social problem of increasing importance among researchers and the practical community due to its negative impact on the well-being and performance of students. Working during the university course can be a risk factor for developing the syndrome, due to the overload of activities and roles. Thus, the objective of the study was to identify similarities and differences in the prediction of socio-demographic and academic variables and academic stressors for the burnout syndrome in a non-probabilistic sample of 417 working students and 596 non-working students. As instruments, the Burnout Syndrome Assessment Scale in University Students, a socio-demographic and academic questionnaire, and a questionnaire of academic stressors were used. The groups presented similar predictors such as perceiving the relationship with professors as a stressor, reconciling study and leisure, carrying out extracurricular work, and relationships with the institution, and differed in the variables gender, age, type of university, current semester, and stressors such as many subjects to attend, taking tests and assignments, and relationships with colleagues. Thus, the groups differ in terms of socio-demographic and academic variables and academic stressors, and similarities occur with academic stressors. In this sense, the results obtained suggest the need for differentiated interventions for both groups.